Innal hamdalillah wassalatu wassalamu ala asyrafil anbiya wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man wala wa ba'd. My dear brothers and sisters, we seem to be going through a global time of trial and tribulation, and so I thought it was a good idea to reflect on the issue of trials and tribulations, why they come, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to do about them when they come. We are hearing every day almost different kinds of news, none of which is reassuring, a lot of which is alarming. And we are also seeing the reactions of people to these difficulties and the trials and tribulations, and some of these reactions themselves are things to reflect upon, and they are lessons for people in similar situations of what they should do. So first of all, why do difficulties come? What is it that the Quran tells us with respect to difficulties that come? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ar-Rum, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ لِيُزِقَهُمْ بَعْدَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the fasad, the trials, tribulations, difficulties, and fasad can be of any kind. Fasad can be epidemics, fasad can be things like global warming is fasad. Fasad can be wars, they can be political turmoil, as we are seeing in different places. Any kind of difficulty, any kind of anything like that is fasad. So Allah says that the fasad that you see on the surface of the sea, on the oceans and on the land, is the result of the deeds that come, that are earned by the hands of man. Bima kasabat aydin nas. Deeds that are, this fasad is earned by it. So meaning that you are working for this fasad. You are working to create this fasad. لِيُزِقَهُ بَعْدَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and we allow this to happen because to give people a taste, زَائِقَ, يُزِقَهُ, to give them a taste of their deeds, meaning taste of the result of their deeds. بَعْدَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لِيُزِقَهُمْ بَعْدَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so that they will return to us. This is the root cause of all forms of fasad and all forms of trials and tribulations and difficulties that happen in the world. And this applies across the board, it applies across time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, وَلَنُزِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Surah Sajda, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we give them a taste of the small punishment before the big punishment, so that they may return to us. Small punishment refers to all kinds of difficulties and troubles and calamities that may befall us in this world, and the big punishment refers to the punishment in the Akhirah, from which we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His protection. And this is called small punishment, even though on the face of it, when we look at it, it looks like, you know, major catastrophe and major calamity, because in comparison to the Akhirah, there is no calamity and there is no catastrophe in this world that can befall anyone individually or collectively that is anywhere close to what will happen in the Akhirah. Because one single difference is that whatever happens in this dunya is temporary, whatever the period, that period will end, whereas what happens in the Akhirah is permanent. There is no end to that. And that's only one difference, and there are many differences. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us very clearly two things. One, that we are the creators of our own difficulties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not get any pleasure out of troubling people who are good people. Allah does not get any pleasure out of giving pain and suffering to people for no rhyme or reason. Allah is not sitting there playing these games. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying very clearly that if you find yourself in difficulty, please understand that you are the cause of that difficulty and you earned that difficulty. What is the meaning of earning? Earning means you work for a reward. Right? Earning is work for a reward. So this is the reward that you worked for. So what difficulty you find yourself in is not only your responsibility, but you actually worked for it. So that's the first point. And second thing is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that even though I could have saved you from that, I am not saving you because, and this is the khair in the difficulty. Because if I allow you to do this and continue to do this, then you will get yourself into the big difficulty, which is the difficulty of the akhirah. If you live a life of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and this life of disobedience continues unabated, then and ends in a state of disobedience, then what will open is a life of eternal torment. To save us from the life of eternal torment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us difficulties and trials and tribulations and catastrophes and problems of this world, so that we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we move away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that, mentioned this also, the result of continuing to ignore the signs, continuing to deny the warners, and continuing to live a life of disobedience and rebellion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Suratul An'am, Allah said very clearly that when these people do this, when they exceed all limits of disobedience, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, Allah said, we open on them all the doors of everything. Yeah, it's a strange kind of a statement. Here you are saying that people who do wrong things and rebellion and so on and so on, Allah is saying that it's like, you know, slapping you on the wrist. You move your hand towards the fire. You know, a small child tries to put his hand in the fire. What does the mother do? Yeah, she taps his hand. So the child says, my mother hit me. The mother didn't hit you. Mother saved you from burning yourself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the one hand, Allah says that this is what we do. Small azab, small punishment, whether it's illness, whether it is financial loss or some other issues. Allah says, we give this to turn you towards us. But where in the case of people who refuse to accept all this, and who continue in disobedience, what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying? Allah says, we open on them all the doors of everything. Meaning they will get more money, they will get more power, they will get more authority, they will get more influence, and so on and so on. Until when? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, until they are completely engrossed and completely lost in enjoyment of all of this. Now they are enjoying even more power and more authority and more money and more whatever. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and then we catch them suddenly, baghtatan, instantly. Hum mublisoon, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and then they are broken in spirit. They are not even given the opportunity to make tawbah. They are grabbed in the middle of this. In the middle of the of this enjoyment and of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, when we grab them at that time, there is no time even to make tawbah, no time to say anything or do anything. And then they are completely broken in despair, because now they are seeing what is in front of them. Now the thing is that Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us His kalam, and He sent us His messenger Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in order to guide us to that which benefits us. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to do, nothing benefits Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nothing harms Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who was Samad? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from all wants and all needs and so on and so on. So whatever guidance is sent for us. It's sent for our benefit. And if we refuse to follow this guidance, then we only harm ourselves. There is no third party involved. This is for me. If I do it, Alhamdulillah. If I don't do it, then I have to face the consequences. Right? Now, unfortunately for us, we understand this principle very clearly in our businesses and in our daily lives. You know, what do you tell your children? No, study hard, otherwise life will be difficult. In a business, you look to see what gives you profit, what gives you loss, and so on and so on. But when it comes to the akhirah, we forget the same rule. For what? I mean, it's exactly the same rule applies. The same rule which we are living by in this world, exactly the same rule applies in the akhirah. But we forget this rule. So when we find ourselves in these difficulties and so on, what is it that we should do? Now, that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us what is to be done. As I said, first of all, the reason why we find ourselves in the difficulty is because we are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, individually and collectively. So what must we do? Turn around. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we send the difficulty to warn you. So heed the warning, listen to the warning, turn around. فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا Nuh alayhi salam said to his people, go and make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely and make sincere tawbah. Turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Change your lives, make your lives obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We understand the butterfly effect in terms of the connectivity of the world. And we say a butterfly beats its wings in the Amazonian rainforest and there is a cyclone in Fiji. But the point is that obviously doesn't mean that literally. What it means is that the world is connected in such a way that the world is holistic. It's not that people can do something in one place and it will not affect something in some other place. We understand this also in terms of our own body. After all, if somebody argues and says, what is wrong if I eat double goshti mutton biryani every day? Why should it affect my heart? I'm eating it with my mouth, it is going into my stomach. Where is my heart in that process? You are telling me I get cholesterol and it will harm my heart. How is the heart involved? If somebody says this, what will you tell him? It's a stupid argument. I mean, what's the argument in that? Your body is one body. Right, what you put in the mouth affects the whole body. We understand this. There is no argument. If somebody argues about this, you will say he is an ignorant fool. He has no sense. What nonsense is he talking? Why then do we believe that the world is different? The world is not different. The world is one body. What somebody does in one place affects everyone. That is the reason why Rasulullah said this ummat is one body. If the head pains, the whole body knows about it. And that's exactly what happens the reason I'm saying this is because you might say, well, this is okay, Donald Trump is in America, so-and-so is here, so-and-so is there. Whether I make tawbah or not, how does it matter? I'm not telling Donald Trump to make tawbah. Donald Trump is one of the conditions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has imposed. Because this is a very important thing to understand. People today, even Muslims, even in our normal language, I'm not saying people are saying this with belief. This is just normal parlance. But we should control and speak consciously. People say, Donald Trump will do this and Trump will do that. Trump cannot do anything. Trump cannot even digest his own food. If Trump gets a headache, he cannot remove his own headache. If he has to sneeze, he has to sneeze. He can't stop his sneeze. And if he is not sneezy, then he cannot make himself sneeze. Right? So where is the question of Trump? Whatever is happening only and only biznillahi ta'ala jalla jalalu. Nothing happens except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So here is a condition that is imposed. Now you might say, if I make tawbah, how does it affect? It affects because everything is together. It is one holistic thing. And if the Muslims make tawbah collectively and individually, and if the Muslims change their lives, inshallah al-musta'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change the conditions on the Muslims. And Trump is one of them. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. I'm not sitting here and making some promise on behalf of Allah. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us. That this is what I will do. Change your ways and I will change the conditions. And inshallah tomorrow and so on, we'll look at some other things related to this. But today, I think this is enough to think and say that conditions come not because of some arbitrary decision by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they come because we earn them. So what must we do if we want to change the conditions? Change our ways. Change our ways. And then inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove the conditions because this is His promise, Jalla Jalaluhu. He said this and he will do this. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his help. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.